Hi there, mister.
You what?
You want to offer me a ride to the library? Well, that is just so sweet of you. You are just the nicest neighbor. Yeah, I guess I have been feeling a little lonely since Julia went off to school. You know, sometimes sisters aren't very close, but me and Julie? Yeah, we were very close. We told each other everything. And you know what she told me about you? She said that you used to offer her rides all the time, and that you used to check out her legs while she was sitting in your car. Is that true, mister? Don't look so shocked. It's not like Julie didn't take advantage of the fact that you liked looking at her legs. Why do you think whenever she had a big project to work on and needed to get downtown, she always wore that cute pleated little skirt? But you know, Julie's a bit of a prude. She never really took full advantage of you, did she? She never decided to push her luck with the dirty old man next door. Look at you, your mouth all agape. You want me to get in your car now, All right. Yeah, you go ahead and check out my nice long legs. I know how short this skirt is. You know, my mom, oh, she's so clueless. She thinks I'm going downtown to work on this project. But I'm really going to meet up with a few friends. And you know, it'd be really great if maybe we had something to drink while we were hanging out and studying. Don't you think you could do that for me? Well, I'm not that young, and it's not like I'm gonna tell on you. Please. I promise we'll be very responsible, and I would never say where I got it from. Do you need a little convincing? All right. How about I undo the first few buttons on this top? I know. Do you like this red lacy bra? I thought you might. Don't worry, nobody can see us. You know, Julie said that she once showed you her bra, and that you just drool. You want to touch them, don't you? I couldn't bear to let some dirty old man touch me that way. I mean, not unless I have a few drinks first. You promise you'll get that booze for me? All right then, go ahead, touch me. Your touch is so firm. I thought your hand would be trembling. It's actually pretty nice. Hey, stop. That's enough. What? You want to know if the panties I'm wearing match? Match my bra. Alright, well, let me just shift around here. And I'll go ahead and pull this skirt up a little further. Have a look. I guess that was more than you bargained for. See? Julie? She never would have gone without panties, but I'm a much, much dirtier girl than she is. And I knew, I just knew you'd be waiting. Oh, when I left the house today. Oh, the way you're looking at me. You're such a pervert. You like watching me, huh? Seeing my pretty pink pussy. Spray boy. You like that, huh? You want to watch me touch myself, don't you? You're so filthy. If I get myself off, you give me everything, everything I want, won't you? I know, you're dirty, dirty, filthy old man, you'll do anything just to watch me touch myself. You want me to go back for you, don't you? Me here in the car. Stay in your nice seat. But you haven't been close enough to smell a pussy like mine in decades, have you? See how wet I am? Oh, yeah, that feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's something about you watching me. Gets me so fucking hot. Oh, it's so dirty. Oh, it's so dirty and it's so wrong. I wanna come for you. I wanna come for you, mister. I wanna come for you right here. Right here. And look at you, tenting those pants of yours. You're pretty turned on yourself, aren't you? Well, too bad. I've got to meet my friends in 20 minutes, and you have to go to the liquor store. Come on, let's go. Perfect.